Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
And the Mike White Experience was top billing. Now that Zach Wilson is going to be able to take center stage again.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Now we're starting Joe Flacco.
Yeah, listen, I'm excited about it.
Earlier on the show, ESPN NFL insider Mike Tannenbaum. Still to come, Kansas quarterback Jalen Daniels. Fox Sports NFL analyst Mark Schlereth. Plus, actor and comedian David Alan Greer. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air, live in our Los Angeles studios. I am your humble host, and it's hour number two. I've turned the page from hour one. I was in quite a mood in hour number one. I feel better. I feel better now. I've worked a lot out. Joe Flacco's the new starting quarterback of the New York Jets for a week, and it's just 1 week. It's okay. And, and then we had Mike Tannenbaum on, and he said that had you ever heard that one before? I just thought the Packers traded Favre to the Jets because they were like, you're out of conference, man, and that's it. We're not sending you in conference. We're going to send you to the Jets, and you're out of conference. We're not going to see you for 4 years. And he said that he had to convince Favre, because I guess Favre, the Packers let him on sort of his own free agency tour.
Yeah, I didn't really know.
And the reason why this came up is because I asked him, being a former Dolphin executive, worked for Stephen Ross in the Stephen Ross era of the Dolphins. Like, what do you think happened in that room when Stephen Ross was talking to Deshaun Watson? You know, what happens when an owner gets to talk to another team's player in the middle of the season, right before a trade deadline? You know? And his answer was he didn't know for sure if that happened, even though it was reported all over the place that it had happened. But he said that if you have an opportunity to talk to another team's player and get through the tampering window in the middle of a season, you take it.
I think that's good advice, yeah.
And so he used as an example of just any time that you get a chance to talk to another team's player in the tampering window, you've got that loophole, you take it, is that they did that with Favre. He said it took him 3 weeks to convince him to not go to Tampa Bay. And I'm like, the Packers would have traded him to Tampa Bay, you know, where you could see him in conference a lot more. Mm-hmm. Maybe in the playoffs. Green, the Battle of the Bays, used to be in the same division, not anymore. And he said, yeah, it's possible. And Favre chose the Jets over the Bucks.
So that
and he said that Gruden was the coach of the Bucks at the time, and this was looked that one
right?
up, man.
I found the story.
How different might those sliding doors, the NFL sliding doors, you know? Like, how different could things have been?
I found a story on the website I emailed you to about this trade and what went down. It's kind of interesting.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, you'll see it after the show, I'm sure. But yeah, it's kind of an interesting.
Like what?
Well, apparently there was a where's the name here? Mark Domenech, mm-hmm. former Bucks GM.
Yeah,
he was the right hand man to Bruce Allen, was the Bucks GM.
I mean, Gruden and Bruce Allen in the same story, huh?
Right?
I've never heard that one before.
So apparently, Mark Domenech was asked by Bruce Allen to kind of head the Favre talks, and Ted Thompson, the Packers GM, was dealing with Domenech as well, because essentially both GMs wanted to tell the media honestly that they had never spoken about a Favre trade, but they kind of let the right hand guys.
Oh,
and in this story, it says in some circles, this is known as plausible deniability.
And yes, then, indeed.
And I was like, okay, yeah.
And you said you didn't get political science back in the day.
Okay, so but that was years ago.
So that's the 08 season. So the Bucks finished 9-7 out of the playoffs, but they were 9-3. They lost four in a row to end the year and just missed out on the playoffs.
Who was their quarterback?
Because the Eagles went 9-6-1. And made the playoffs. The Eagles tied with Cincinnati.
So
who was
the
that was the Donovan McNabb tie year.
Right, where he didn't know there was a tie.
He didn't know it could end in a tie.
And Najee Harris was too young to know.
So their quarterback that year was Jeff Garcia. He started 11 games. I imagine got injured. Brian Griese started 5.
And then who started the 09 season for them then?
For Tampa?
Yeah.
1 second.
Who was their fallback?
So 2009, Gruden got fired after losing the last four to end the year. Raheem Morris took over, went 3-13 with Josh Freeman, Josh Johnson, and Byron Leftwich.
And by the way, just these names, interesting to hear Byron Leftwich's names, just the latest example of what Tom Brady has erased for Bucs fans. Just erased.
Yeah.
Erased it. And it's why the Bucs are like, screw it. We'll figure out 2024 when we get there.
I wonder where Tom Brady ranks on the Bucs' all-time passing list. After like a year and a half.
Yeah, it's called Google in front of you.
I understand. I'm just speaking it out.
Well, no, I get it. I get it. Well, why don't you do that while I go into our usual Wednesday segment, which we've come to love. We love our Gorilla Glue toughest player on planet Earth weekly name, image, and likeness award. We love it. Because we give out $1,000 and free Gorilla Glue product to a player in college football that doesn't expect it. There's name, image, and likeness deals all over the place, obviously. And we wanted to come up, and the Gorilla Glue was all in on this, about a player who balls out and has a great story and doesn't see an NIL deal in their future coming. Didn't think coming into the season it could happen. Didn't think coming into the season that they would be in a position to be recognized in any way, shape, or form like this. And this week's player fits our hope for this segment and this award to a T. He's a young man from just up the road here. We're sitting here in El Segundo, right down. We're an 8-minute drive from SoFi Stadium. His high school's right around the corner. Yep. Lawndale High School in Inglewood, California. Now he's there in Kansas. The Kansas Jayhawks beat the Texas Longhorns this week. They had never won in Austin. The last time they won a conference, a Big 12 game on the road was 2008. Ooh. We're talking about their quarterback, Jalen Daniels. Okay? He is a kid who's a redshirt freshman who hadn't started at all this year. The Kansas Jayhawks turned to him due to injury and threw him out there in Austin. And he had two touchdowns in his career coming into the game. He had three. And he had a rushing touchdown on top of it. And he threw the two-point conversion winner in overtime because Kansas said, screw it, we're not going to just force another overtime here. We're going to go for two and win it. He threw it to a fullback walk-on who had never caught a ball before. You may have seen the video of this kid's parents shooting it from across the way, from across the stadium, going nuts. Jalen Daniels is all of that plus the biscuit, and he is our Gorilla Glue winner of the week. Is he on the phone line right now, Christopher?
Yes, sir.
And let's welcome in the Gorilla Glue toughest player on planet Earth for this week from just up the road. He played his high school ball from here in Inglewood, California. So it's an honor to have here in the El Segundo Studios on the phone from Kansas, the man who just helped beat Texas, none other than redshirt quarterback Jalen Daniels. He is our winner this week.
Woo! Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. That's the only word for it. Wow. All right, let's just start with when did you learn you were going to start this week for Kansas against Texas at Texas?
So at the beginning of the week is when I really found out, you know, really just being able to prepare for the game, you know,
not really knowing what was really going to happen, you know, going into the Texas week. I believe Monday or Tuesday is when I found out officially, and you know, just really trying to rally up the troops. You know, everybody had my support on the team, offensively and defensively, and we were just able to, you know, go out there Saturday and be able to perform.
I should say so. Two touchdowns in your career coming in, three in this game against Texas alone. How did you handle just stepping out on that field at Texas for a Kansas team that had won on the road in conference since 2008? How did you handle the moment?
You know, like, definitely just the support of my teammates, you know. Linemen like, you know, Mike Nowitzki just coming up to me saying, we have you 100%. You know, we're going to protect you up front. You know, just be able, just play your game. You know, Devin Neal being able to play a lot of serious snaps this year, you know, being able to score touchdowns. He's always had faith in me since before he even got here. Talking to Devin Neal before he got here was definitely very essential for me and his bond coming into this season. And, you know, just having the support from everybody else.
And then let's get through the game here. So you're up big, but Texas ties it, and it's time for overtime. What did your coach say to you and the team as you're getting ready?
Play your game. You know, act like you've been here before. You know, just be able to, you know, maintain what you've been doing, no matter what it is. You know, coming into this program with Coach Leipold, one thing that he emphasized when he got here was when adversity strikes, how are you going to respond, you know? He goes by something that we refer to as E plus R equals O, which is event plus response equals outcome. How are you going to respond? And when adversity strikes, how are you going to respond to that situation?
I'm more verbal than math. I did better on the verbal than my SATs than math. So, but I get that one. I totally still get that one, Jalen. Okay, so overtime starts. Texas gets the ball. They score, kick the extra point. It's time for you to respond. You score, and Coach Leipold holds up the fingers for two. Go for two? Was there a conversation about that at all?
You know, there was no conversation before we went for two. I believe that Coach Leipold just has a great amount of trust in us as an offensive unit, and that just shows how much trust that he has in us as players on our team and just us as a program.
And so, okay, you go for two. I'll be honest with you. I'm watching this. I thought the play was dead. I really did. Certainly since you damn near faded back out of the red zone. So, and then walk me through that moment for you. And, of course, the story that many people are hearing about this week is who you threw it to and who caught it. I give you the floor, Jalen Daniels, on that, please.
You know, Coach K decided to call one of the plays that, you know, I really had a great feel for coming into that week of practice. So he decided to call that play. I seen man coverage to the field. And I eventually got pushed out of the pocket, so I had to roll out to the right. I eventually was able to see Jarrett Casey, you know, coming in the middle of the end zone, waving his hands wide open. And I was just able to make a throw in between some defenders, and he just made a great catch for the game-winning touchdown. And I'm so proud of him, you know, just being able to see all of the work that he's put in. You know, he's in the same class as me as a walk-on, and that's something that I didn't even know until coming into this season. Because of the amount of plays that he makes in practice. You know, Jared has made a lot of miraculous plays in practice, and the fact that he was able to come into the game in a game that he said he didn't even know that he was going to be able to play in and just make a great play, that's just something that we're all so proud of him about.
And it's his first catch ever. It's unbelievable. It's your first start there, right? You didn't know until that week that you're starting. You had two touchdowns coming in your Kansas career. You had three in the game. You go for two. You beat Texas at Texas. Give Kansas their first dub on the road in conference since 2008 by throwing a walk-on who never caught a pass before. That's all true, you know, right?
It's really crazy because, you know, a lot of people say that he's just a walk-on and stuff like that. But, you know, when your name is called, and one thing that I always, you know, grew up what the motto is a baller is going to ball, you know, especially when the time is right. You know, when you get that chance, take advantage of it. You know, that's something that we harp on as a team. You know, when your number is called up, are you going to be ready for it? And then when your number is called up,
just make the play.
And did you knock him down in the celebration? Was that you or somebody?
No, that wasn't me.
Who was? Because somebody knocked him down in the celebration. Somebody took him out. So, I mean, this is just amazing. The whole country has seen this, and I'm thrilled that you're winning this award this week to know your story. How does a kid from Lawndale High in Englewood get to Kansas? How did that happen?
You know, coming to Lawndale, you know, I had head coach Travis Clark, you know, definitely a coach who was always on me, you know, always wanted me to be able to reach my goals. So junior year, we were able to pull out a state championship. Senior year is when we lost, I believe, second or third round of the playoffs. You know, definitely a hard time to go through, you know, especially since I had just won a state championship the year before. But mid-season my senior year, Kansas began to, you know, just start recruiting me, telling me about their program and everything. And the week after they started to talk to me was the Texas game in 2019. And that game was a very crazy, crazy game, crazy atmosphere. Made it down to the last few seconds of the game, just like this year did. So, like I said, told Carter Stanley, who was the quarterback of that 2019 team, was that game was something that really inspired me to want to come to Kansas, you know, be able to help turn around a program with my teammates here, you know. And watching that game, I believe I watched that game 5-plus times the week of Texas game, and it just kept motivating me. I even spoke to my teammates about that game, and they were just like, let's go out here and let's finish what that 2019 team started.
I love it, Jalen. You just you get it, man. So, and by the it now, this NIL deal from Gorilla Glue that we're thrilled to be able to present to you. Is this your first?
Sir.
Is this your first NIL deal?
Yes, sir.
All right. What are you gonna do with the glue? What needs fixing around your spot, Jalen?
You know, growing up, Gorilla Glue was something that I always had in my drawer in my kitchen. You know,
okay.
If I ever needed some glue, my grandma would be like, "There's some Gorilla Glue in the drawer in the kitchen." So, you know, the fact that I'm able to be blessed with this opportunity, you know, is just something that I'm really blessed for. You know, telling my grandma about it and being able to see the smile on her face through a video camera was just everything to me. You know, one thing I will say is I like to make my family proud. You know, seeing the smile on my family's face, you know, just motivates me to try to be a better person than I was yesterday.
So you're going to give the glue to your grandmother because you took hers. Now you give her yours. Is this the circle of life that we're talking about right now? Is that possible? Can we do that?
We're going to have to see about that. We're going to have to see about that one. I'm sorry, G-Mama.
Well, just one last one for you. Is it, and I don't mean to, you know, stir anything up, but is it possible you lose your red shirt here? What do you think?
You know, one thing that I said after the game was I want to be able to build, you know. One reason why I did commit to Kansas was to be able to turn around a program, you know. At the beginning of the year, I also said that it was really about self-development, you know, being able to progress. No matter what situation it is, just be able to progress. And when your time comes, you know, take advantage of it, you know. Winning this Texas game meant a lot for us as a team, you know, being able to build momentum and going into the TCU week, you know, it's just a lot of energy in the building, a lot of energy from the offense and defense. And either way, it didn't matter if my red shirt stayed or not. Everybody on, I believe, in this building has complete faith in me, and they respect either decision that was made.
Well, you're already there, man. You gave me an answer without giving me an answer. That you're very good. You are very, very good at this. Jalen Daniels, congratulations on your performance this week and on this award. I love hearing how you are connected with your family in this way. That's what it's about, right? Family, football,
course,
faith. People mentioned the three F's, and now I learned what E plus what equals O. What is it again?
E plus R equals O. Event plus response equals the outcome.
Okay.
How are you going to respond when adversity strikes?
There it is. I'm going to pick that one up. I'm going to run with that one. Congratulations on all of this, and look for my call. I'd love to stay in touch and see how you progress in what your dream is and what your plan is.
Yes, sir, definitely. Thank you. I really do appreciate it.
There you go, everybody. Kansas quarterback Jalen Daniels, this Rock week's shot. Gorilla Glue, toughest player on planet Earth.
Yeah.
Maybe my favorite yet. It just gets better each week. Really this does. Award is brought to you by Gorilla Glue, makers of high-quality adhesives and tapes. Much like the players this award recognizes, Gorilla brings toughness and strength to even the most difficult household projects and repairs. Gorilla Glue for the toughest jobs on planet Earth. Hashtag sorry, G-Mama. Should that be the new hashtag?
I love it.
Sorry, G-Mama. I lost G-mama. It when he said that.
That's the new hashtag.
Sorry, G-Mama.
Can you use that hashtag when we post that video later on, Chris?
Sorry, G-Mama.
I just thought, hey, if he says that Gorilla Glue was in the, we all grew up in a house. I know I did. In my house, there was what we called it
the junk drawer.
Now it's that's not clearly Gorilla Glue doesn't belong in a drawer named junk.
But that's where you put it.
But it's an omnibus drawer where there's scissors, there's rubber bands, there's
tape.
Yes, tape. Right, Gorilla Glue.
Staples.
So he says his grandmother had a drawer with the Gorilla Glue, and it said, "Hey, go get some Gorilla Glue." Not go get some glue. Go get some Gorilla Glue. And I thought, okay, this is now like the circle of life. He's now going to give the glue to his grandmother that he's just a one. And I don't know about that. Sorry, G-Mama.
Hashtag.
That's the hashtag. Just great. That's fun. I just love meeting kids who are like, would you bet on this kid? Not legitimately with money, but just you hear that, you're like, okay, Kansas has got something going.
Right, I got something brewing.
Look,
When you hear that.
I didn't really see him play other than this
game.
Right,
of course. Not many people are locked in on Kansas football.
But I'm saying just from the conversation you had with him,
right.
I don't know if this guy is going to be a Heisman winner. I don't know if he's going on to the NFL. But just from that talk, I believe that this kid somehow in life is going to be a success.
Yes.
In what he chooses to do, whether it's football or anything.
His answer about, hey, you're going to lose your red shirt.
Yeah, that was.
How about that one?
It's like he knew you were going to ask him that, but he didn't.
Well, I'm sure he's been asked that.
That's true. That's
quite a bit.
Yeah.
I'm sure that answer might have been practiced and rehearsed, but he gave me an answer without really giving me one, which is next level material. Certainly for a quarterback, if you want to go to the next level. I mean, Brady himself even admitted that much of what he says is not
garbage.
Yeah. It's not giving you anything.
Just straight bunk.
All right. We'll take a break. Your phone calls, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. All right. You ready for the Clippers in the crypt? The downtown hoops crypt. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. Or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle.
Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
So Staples starts trending last night. And I thought, you know, really? Because I was out at dinner last night, so I did not see the Clippers at San Antonio, although I have Murray in my my fantasy league, and he is a delight. He is a terrific basketball player, yeah. Right? Because they took on the Spurs last night, right? Okay. And so I thought, was there a spectacular performance? I know, you know, I did see that they won, the Clippers won, mm-hmm. but, you know, big night for them. Paul George had a very nice night with 34 points, 34 minutes.
Palmdale P.
Is that why they trending? No. Yeah. Is there an office supply shortage? As we know, we're hearing about, you know, supply line shortages and
everything. There's
like
a coin
that.
Shortage, apparently.
I don't know. So here we go. The reason why is Staples Center in downtown Los Angeles, home of the Lakers and currently for the Clippers and the Los Angeles Kings, and concerts all over the place. And they hold final, they've had college basketball games in there of note. I mean, it's been a big addition to this community for
a staple. You
20
mean,
years. It has been a staple. Very good.
Thank you.
Gone. Staples Center gone. In comes Crypto.com Arena. It's not even a center anymore. They swapped out center for an arena.
Wow.
And out goes Staples. In comes Crypto.com, which is again apparently a Singapore-based organization. We're seeing more of those commercials. There's Matt Damon's doing a commercial.
Matt Damon is the big star of their commercial.
Correct, right? Yeah. So Crypto.com Arena.
Yeah,
I like the
is where LeBron James is going to finish out. We assume his career.
LeBitcoin James.
LeBitcoin James is that what's
what
being,
he's
going?
Being called?
Is that what it is? LeBitcoin.
Yeah.
Ah, it's a nice turn of the phrase.
I like that.
And of course, this will now be called the Crypt. Let's go to the Crypt.
Yeah.
Who's coming to the Crypt? LeBron welcomes Steph Curry into his Crypt. Like, I mean, that's what's going to happen.
The downtown Moon Dojo.
Tales from the Crypt.
I've already seen the Tales from the Crypt guy. You know,
the Crypt Keeper.
I've seen the Crypt Keeper. Yeah. You know, I've seen that.
Oh,
it's a
meme.
But yeah, that's common. But people, yeah. So many people around here are, in fact, upset. They're like, what happened?
Well, people get upset just when they wake up in the morning.
It's a name. So.
That's it.
It's a name.
But it's not Yankee Stadium or Fenway Park didn't have it. It was already a corporate name.
And
Staples.
By the way, Wrigley is in fact
the gum,
right? Right.
Exactly.
You know,
but
the people.
Fenway Park and Yankee Stadium and
it's like if Fenway all of a sudden said it's the Gorton's Fenway.
Then we riot.
They'd be nuts. They would go crazy.
You're getting upset over a building that already had a corporate sponsorship.
Right.
It's like
an office center.
Office supplies, which. It doesn't even exist anymore.
Shea Stadium changing the city field. I asked TJ, was he mad?
I mean, I was mad for like half an hour, but then they got over it.
You know what this is, though? This is a naming conundrum. Can't even call it a gate, right? Name gate.
Name gate.
Okay, because it's not a scandal, but people are just like...
They're going crazy.
What's going on, right? It's kind of like that one time where Bob Barker showed up all gray. Right? Like one day he's doing Price is Right. He looks like the Bob Barker from all those years on the Price is Right and from To Tell the Truth or Truth Consequences or whatever he used to do. And then all of a sudden he just shows up gray haired out of the blue and everyone's like, whoa.
Like what happened?
Whoa. And then after a while, you know, we just got used to the gray haired Bob Barker.
Right.
That's what I think this is kind of like. Like right now we're like, whoa. But whoa. When it switches over in a month, I guess the switchover has to happen because they're on Christmas, right? Yeah. They're unveiling it on, I assume the Lakers are playing on Christmas.
Yeah.
I remember the last time LeBron James, that he did not play on Christmas. He knows he's got to work on Christmas unless he's hurt.
Yeah.
But so, right. You know, that'll be the first day that it happens. And then by that point, it'll be like, oh, it hasn't been named that yet.
Right.
I'm not going to get worked up about it. But you're right. Like, if it's no longer Yankee Stadium.
Yeah, if you change, like.
And it's suddenly like Carfax.com Stadium.
It's like, what are you doing?
You know. Like or
CarMax or
.com at field at Yankee Stadium. Now suddenly now we got some right.
Like Invesco at Mile High.
Right.
Like, get out of here.
And it's just so like
yeah, it's true. That's what they did.
So that's why the Red Sox they know they can never have a naming rights deal. So they'll just try to make their money by buying the Pittsburgh Penguins. Which by the way has happened. It's happening, right.
It's happening.
It's coming.
Yeah. Well, they already own Liverpool, right?
FC.
And a bunch of other stuff. So it's like, you know. Okay. Is LeBron now the owner of the Penguins? Is that part of his?
I think he is part of the Fenway Sports Group, isn't he?
I know, but I don't know what specific division is buying.
I just have a feeling he's got a piece of little everything. He wets his beak.
I feel you're right about that. Lakers playing the Nets on Christmas Day.
Okay, so the first game at Crypto.com Arena.
Arena, not
arena. Which I like
changing it all around.
I like the term arena.
I'm
an arena guy.
Well, that's Madison Square Garden's the world's most famous arena. Brendan Byrne.
You're an arena guy. Is that what you just said?
He's an arena guy. Come on, like New Jersey,
Meadowlands Arena. I love arena. Forum is cool.
He likes an arena, guys. I didn't know that about Mike. Don't apologize for your love of arenas.
I mean, United Center is cool.
Was that the name of your first wife, Arena? Was that her name?
No, but we...
Arena Del Tufo?
We could have fought in a couple arenas in our fights.
Nicely done. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Del Tufo. So they're renovating it too, right? Is that what it's going to
be? $1 billion renovation.
So, and Crypto.com is going to pay for that, right?
I would imagine they're footing the bill. Yeah.
So are you going to start like paying for stuff in cryptocurrency in there?
I hope so. That'd be awesome.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, it's the future.
I don't know.
So, like, everyone just needs to get on board.
Is it really?
Yeah.
1,000%.
Okay.
I mean, just look. FTX sponsors Major League Baseball. And
I know what's sponsoring.
Tom Brady's hooked up with all these guys. Guys are getting paid in Bitcoin now. The new mayor of New York is getting paid
in crypto. Should we get in on this?
I asked you about that last year, if I could get paid in Bitcoin, and you said no.
I wouldn't even know how to do it. You want to get paid in Bitcoin?
That would be fantastic if you want to start paying.
You can just keep paying me the normal way, Rich.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate that. I don't even remember that conversation.
Well, I kind of said it jokingly, and you didn't.
Yeah, because I'm just trying to, at that point in time, just keep us on the air.
Yes, I understand. You know what I mean? It was not maybe great timing by me.
Did you literally say that to Rich?
It was kind of like, hey, can I get paid in Bitcoin? And you just looked at me like, what?
What?
It's like, do I have to go mine Bitcoin now?
Okay. So, yeah, people are all upset about that.
And like you said, Rich, in a couple months, they'll be over it.
So, does anybody know a Nets fan? Anybody?
No.
Yeah, a Nets fan. Do you know a Nets fan? Do you know a fan that's like, I'm a Net? Outside of Kyrie Irving, somebody who grew up loving the Nets, right?
They don't count.
I don't.
What do you think they're feeling today?
I mean, it's early.
Is it? It is early, but it's also, we're a quarter off. Sixth of the way with the season?
I still, it's not like they're going to miss the playoffs, but to have the Warriors come in and just spank them like that. Yeah, and then there's Curry chance within there.
That's a little weird. Yeah.
Now, again, as you know, I root for the Nets because I want them to start stealing some celebrities from Madison Square Garden.
Yeah.
But that's not going to happen. It just ain't happening. People are going to go there and show up because an NBA team is playing at Barclays Center, beautiful spot. But that would never happen in Madison Square Garden.
No.
MVP chance for Steph Curry. You might hear some Warrior fans do that, but that would not.
Yeah, like 20 people.
Did the Garden ever cheer
that would
chant
not
MVP for Mike?
There.
He had no way.
No.
I don't recall it. You know, there might have been some Bulls fans there just, piping up. But an MVP, like that is if you're trying to establish yourself in the New York sports scene and you're competing against the New York Knicks and you have better star players than the Knicks, mm-hmm. which they do. Mm-hmm. You could even say they have a better star player not playing for them that's better than anybody on the Knicks.
And they have a star coach.
Correct. Correct. And the Knicks are more of that gritty blacktop, you know, feel. And that's what that garden's all about. And they're packing it, you know, and you're, you know, all the celebs are still showing up and they're packing it. And people love this plucky team that they'll still break up in a heartbeat if Giannis wants to actually follow through on what he cryptically told Gentleman's Quarterly magazine. But that's embarrassing for the Nets.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant spilling his guts out, man.
Killing it.
And he had a brutal third quarter, though, while Curry and Wiggins were in foul trouble. That was the moment that they –
Whole second half.
It was brutal. And that's when the Warriors expanded their lead with Curry and Wiggins on the bench.
And
it just would not happen in Madison Square Garden. So if you want to be a New York sports team and you want to say we're the alternative to whatever the Knicks is trying to sell and we've got the star players and the Knicks don't, and you're trying to win a championship and go in a canyon of heroes from Brooklyn, having Steph Curry MVP chance like that, that's embarrassing.
I wonder if it's close to the trade deadline and Kyrie's still not back. Doesn't look like he's going to come back. James Harden is just like, I'm out.
Stephen A. said to cut him.
Like, get me out of here. To cut who, Kyrie?
Yeah. Just cut him. Cut him. That he abandoned Durant.
But then
Durant made a mistake of trusting Kyrie Irving.
Maybe.
You know, this is what Stephen A. said. And.
But then he could easily just go sign with a team where there's no,
you know, I know.
COVID restrictions
I know.
City.
Why won't he take the shot? Andrew Wiggins didn't want the shot. He said he wasn't going to take the shot. He said that he had reasons for not taking the shot. Yeah. He took the shot. I honestly don't understand it. He won't verbalize it. And with each passing game like this one, where the Nets are embarrassed on TNT by a team that wasn't, that was in this, I'll say it right, State Farm play-in game last year.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're without one of their star players. And they come in with their young players and punk them. Punk them. I mean, you could say young players, well, Steph Curry's not a young player. If you watch that third quarter last night, it was Draymond and the kids. And then Iguodala would pipe in every now and then.
Cage and I were watching the first half. We went to Cars at the start of the second half because it was just such a blowout.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, we flipped over.
Oh, dude. I mean,
last 30 minutes of Cars.
Lightning McQueen taking center stage. So, ain't good when somebody's wanting to watch a basketball game saying, let's check in on the exploits of, you know.
I'd never seen it. It was great.
Have you never seen Cars?
Yeah.
Dude.
That came out in 06. I mean, I was doing other things back then.
Grown man things.
All right.
I don't know if they were grown man.
Well.
Little boy things.
I was doing things.
We'll take a break and we'll set the stage right here for what's coming up next here on the Rich Eisen Show. Mark Schlereth as we return to the NFL talk. And then a great kids movie is out, Clifford the Big Red Dog, with David Alan Greer coming up. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop
from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
We're on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH being the number to dial. All right, we haven't done this in a while. We used to do this all the time when we were on our previous iteration on Audience, where yes. I would open up my residual checks on the air. As you know, I've been very fortunate to appear as myself or as male announcer in various CSI Miamis and things like that, cameos in movies. It's really one of my favorite things when people are like, hey, you know what I saw? I give a higher register. Hey, I saw you in that thing. I saw you on that thing. I'm like, yes, I'm in things, you know?
I'm in things.
And so every now and then a residual check will come to the house. I'll Instagram out, especially the ones from CSI Miami. They're being 8 cents or 12 cents or whatever with hashtag of suck it Caruso.
Very funny.
We're going to combine our two favorite things, at least in my estimation, which is my residual check from foreign royalties.
Oh.
Okay. I have received one. It is in my hand. Foreign I have opened royalties. It up. And what we're going to.
What is the venue?
Okay. I will okay. Just give me a second.
Sorry.
So, you know, my stuff. Also happens on occasion to be David Caruso stuff or Adam Sandler stuff and so to. Is seen internationally. I'm an international thespian.
Of course.
Okay, is what I'm saying. It's such a, my talents cannot just be contained domestically, is what I'm saying. And as you know, the other thing I love as well on this program, of the many, but one other thing I love as well is Price is Right. When TJ Jefferson, you were on it, it was a huge moment for us in May. Mm-hmm. And you know, I would like to do, what I'd like to do is show you the items that are up for bids here on my foreign royalty statement. It's a statement.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Put up on the screen,
I'm having flashbacks.
Mike Hoskins. Okay.
Whoa.
So,
oh my God.
Three countries, Germany, Spain, and Switzerland. In Germany, I have received residuals for the following.
That's my boy.
CSI Miami Deep Freeze, Disney's The Kid, which is my first credit of my entire career. Draft Day 4 different times, which I'm imagining is like different ways of streaming it, cable and things like that. They love in Draft Day in Germany, like Mike, and then That's My Boy. I did a voiceover, if you remember, when Rex Ryan was running at the end, or Tommy Took or whatever was running at the end. It's my voice and That's My Boy.
Doing a marathon or something?
Doing a marathon at the end, yes. So I've got, that's in Germany. In Spain, it's all Draft Day. How about that?
Wow.
They're loving Draft Day. Oof. You know, I owned that scene, with all due respect, with Frank Langella. You know, I know he's like in line for an EGOT in his career, but I killed it. And see, like, I chewed up the scenery and Frank Langella who, honestly. And then Switzerland's kind of like a grab bag. 22 Jump Street. Because I did the voiceover
with Will Forte during the football game.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah.
Both CSI Miamis, Caged and Deep Freeze. So Switzerland has seen my full scope of work on CSI Miami. All right. Up in Germany, they're like, we saw Deep Freeze. What is this Caged? We want to see Caged. Okay. Switzerland, Draft Day 4 different times. And That's My Boy.
I like how it's just
so, this is amazing. Put it all together, I need your bid on what check. The grand total of my check is. Who wants to go first? Actually, TJ's been on The Price is Right, so he'll go last. We'll give him the opportunity to go either $1 or what have you, or 1 cent in the case of, as you know, these residuals, they don't really add up.
Yeah.
Okay. Chris Brockman, you're first up.
All right, so I know that you've got
Germany, Spain, and Switzerland.
So I forget who was here. Actually, it was Billy Bob Thornton, and you opened one of these foreign guys, and it was like $125. Now, I think that this one is going to be similar.
Ooh.
I'm going to go $169.48.
$169.
48 cents.
48 cents, says Chris Brockman. Okay. So that's you are now in at $169.48. Mike Del Tufo. Mike Del Tufo, you're up next. The items up for bids again: Germany, Spain, and Switzerland. Taking in my work.
Can I see the? I'm kidding. I say $1.
He goes $1. $1.
Now TJ can just go $1, 1 cent. Why'd you do that?
Don't do that, Mike. Give me all an right. actual
no, let him do
price.
That. Let's not do that.
Oh. And Price is Right, you can't go back. After
okay, there it is. Mike Del Tufo, $1, ruining this entire segment.
No.
Okay.
I was doing that as a joke. Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
$125.
$125 or $1.25?
No, $125.
Okay, $125. T.J. Jefferson, the man who did not take the middle key, the man who got to the Showcase Showdown and lost in a double over.
Thank you for bringing that up constantly.
No, I'm giving everyone your Price
Is
Right resume.
I'm going to say $58.
$58. $58. Well, Mike Del Tufo, I appreciate you playing that music. It's one of my favorite of all time. It's now time to reveal. Can you play the sound that T.J. Jefferson unfortunately heard on his Price Is Right? We have a triple over. A triple over.
What?
A triple over.
So $1 would have...
The actual research
won.
Is $22.83. $22.83.
No, but because I would have gone $2, so you wouldn't have won.
$22.83.
Okay. What?
You would have gone 100 or something.
No, I would.
Yeah, you would not.
In case you're
three
wondering.
Three different countries and like eight different credits?
I don't know the formula, but it just goes to show you that
you're
sometimes,
robbed, bro.
Sometimes, you know, I'm taking this to The Hague, to the World Court at The Hague. I don't know if they're going to put me on the docket because there's a lot more serious problems in the world.
International
Court.
Year to date. Okay. Interestingly enough, year to date, if you add up all of my foreign royalties to this point of the year.
Is it all right, still under?
Of the year.
I'm going to stick with my $58.
You, T.J. Jefferson, would win all the showcases because year to date is $58.16.
Oh, I knew it was C. That's it. Hit my music, Mike. No, hit my music, bro. Come on.
Tell him what he's won. Wow. Tell him what he's won, everybody. There it is.
Yeah.
T.J. has won nothing.
All right, very good.
Just like you did on The Price Is Right. I'm kidding.
You were off on my year to date by 16
See,
cents.
See, I thought that's what we were doing. I thought we were doing year to date, not those ones. I was, so I was.
This check alone.
There you go.
This check alone.
Oh.
Foreign royalty. So there's that. There's that.
Why'd I peer pressure?
Should I ask to be paid in crypto?
Absolutely. Or Ethereum?
Absolutely.
Is it?
I don't think there's crypto, Bitcoin
well,
that
it'd
little.
It'd be worth 22 today, and then 10 there, tomorrow, and then 30.
So when
then,
you're saying, when the, again, because exactly. you guys
it's
more well versed in
the ride.
What? If, but there's not enough. For, what if it puts the bit in Bitcoin?
It won't.
It's just a bit of money.
You can buy fractions of.
But the fractions, none of us are good at math.
What would be $22.56 in terms of Bitcoin? Can you do that?
Zero. Wow, it's been down recently.
You'd be better off just taking the $22.
Yeah, you might as well just take the cash.
There you go.
Straight cash, homie.
Or maybe I should make an NFT of the check.
There you go.
There you go.
Of my statement. There it is. Is my statement.
It's 0.000366.
I just love it. Somebody's there in Switzerland.
Yeah, writing out the check.
But
printing it.
There's different parts of my filmography in Germany and Switzerland. But in Spain, it's just about draft day. That's it. That's all I want. I just want to know about what Vontae Mack and nobody else, right?
Vontae Mack, no matter what.
No matter what.
No matter what.
No matter what.
I got land in Switzerland.
So we'll ask David Allen Greer, the first. He must be getting residual checks from, let's see.
For everything.
A lot of Amazon Women on the Moon, I'm Gonna Get You Sucker, and both in the 80s. In Living Color must be paying him still, right? Don't you think? In Living Color's got to be on somewhere.
Somewhere, right?
On planet Earth.
His international must be crazy.
Dag, that's the one. Right? Or is that a relationship to Jag? Dad Advocate General? I don't remember that.
I don't think that's...
You don't think that doesn't exist?
No.
Well, Clifford the Big Red Dog.
That would be great.
My daughter called Clifford the Big Red Dog. Let me get this quote accurately correct, and I have only a few seconds left in our radio audience. Let me get this correct. Susie texted at me today. Her quote is, Clifford is now my favorite movie I've ever seen.
Oh.
8-year-old Taylor Rosen.
There you go.
Nice.
And it kept her occupied for 2 hours, which means it's one of the greatest movies I've ever heard of.